Who We Are in Christ, a compilation.
Our greatest need is to become who we already are in Christ. That single sentence changed everything for me as it opened up a whole new world of self-understanding. The idea that I should be who I already am in Christ laid an entire foundation for my identity and constructed a pathway to security, significance, and satisfaction. It saved me no end of pain and confusion in my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, and has made me passionate to help new Christians discover their real identity in Christ. When people come to new life in Christ, our first instinct is to teach them to do, to read the Bible, attend church, become part of a small group, give, and so on. And of course, all these things are important. But there is a prior step. If we are to negotiate living for Christ in all the muck of life, if we are to cope with the ups and downs of our emotions and the whims of circumstance and the sheer pressure of our human brokenness, then the first step is to make sure that we know who we are as children of God, as those who have been united to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the truth that will enable us to get out of bed in the morning and face the delight and despair of our world. This is the truth that will enable us to cope with success and failure without missing a step. This is the truth that will set us up to walk humbly and confidently with Christ through the day and enable us to reflect on the day that has passed with repentance and faith, and to go to sleep resting in the peace that flows from God's forgiveness. Knowing ourselves through the gospel is just about the most practical, most necessary truth there is for flourishing in our messy world. Gary Miller. Our identity in Christ is first and foremost one of newness. We are new creations in Christ. Our new identity in Christ should be recognizable both to ourselves and to others. The name Christians means literally followers of Christ. Our new identity in Christ means we have the same relationship with God that Christ has. We are His children. God has adopted us as sons. We are able to call Him Abba, Father. We are both joint heirs and friends of Christ. Instead of fearing God as judge, we have the great privilege of coming to Him as our Father. We can approach Him with confidence and ask of Him what we need. We understand that we are a part of a heavenly God-ruled kingdom. Things of the earth no longer draw us. We don't fear or overemphasize suffering on earth or the trials we face, nor do we place importance on things the world values. Even our bodies and our actions reflect that our minds are no longer conformed to the world, but are now instruments of righteousness to God. GotQuestions.org. This isn't where I thought I'd be at this point in my life. Chances are you've had this thought. I certainly have. When all of my friends were buying houses, I struggled to buy groceries. When the plus sign on the pregnancy test left other women elated, the negative sign on my test left me defeated. When others watched their careers soar, I saw mine get sidetracked. More than once, I've hung my head in grief, anger, regret, or shame, and whispered, "This isn't where I thought I'd be." It's almost second nature to measure ourselves by where we are in life. We define our position relationally: single, married, widowed, divorced. We define our position professionally: top of the ladder, bottom rung. We even define our emotional well-being in language that alludes to where we are, with phrases like, "I'm in a good place," or "I'm in a tough spot." Why do we depend on defining ourselves by where we are? I suspect it's because deep down, we've bought into the belief that where we are in life defines who we are in life. But what if this notion simply isn't true? Tucked away in the greeting of 1 Peter, we read words that might be easy to miss. To God's elect, exiles scattered throughout the provinces. Where were Peter's readers? They were in exile. Who were Peter's readers? They were God's elect, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be obedient to Jesus Christ and sprinkled with his blood. Exiled by others, they were elected by God. Rejected by culture, they were chosen by Christ. They were out, yet in. Scattered, yet secure. And so are we. Where we are is not who we are. Like those early exiles, only when we maintain a firm grasp on who we are in Christ, chosen by the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, sprinkled by the blood of Christ, can we live obedient to Jesus, especially when where we are is not where we want to be. When we finally find ourselves at home in the place where who we are trumps where we are, we discover grace and peace in abundance. Because no matter where we are, further along than we dreamed or further behind than we hoped, where we are isn't who we are. Donna Jones. We are citizens of the world by birth, but citizens of heaven by rebirth. When we received Jesus, the King of Kings, into our hearts, we automatically and instantly became citizens of God's great heavenly kingdom. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." And the Bible tells us his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. To order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. We are no longer citizens of this temporal world only, but citizens of a new and everlasting world of love and life and truth and justice and happiness in Jesus. We're citizens of the only truly righteous nation in the universe, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's our country, and heaven is our home. Are you a citizen of heaven? Have you received your passport? Are you claiming your citizenship papers? Your passport is Jesus, and your citizenship papers are the promises of God for your salvation. David Brandt Berg.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. visit us at www.thefamily.org.